Reeser, St. Helena, California, February 4, 1908. Elder Reeser, dear brother, I have received and read your letter. I appreciate your statement that you felt I would be relieved by what you wrote. I thank the Lord with heart and soul and voice. You cannot know how greatly I am relieved and how gratefully I thank the Lord that the enemy has not been permitted to spoil the flock. He seeks an entrance at every possible point. Oh, I am so thankful for the promise that if God's people will draw nigh to him, God will draw nigh to them. If we will maintain the simplicity of our faith, the Lord will impart his grace. His encouragement is worth everything to us. Words of encouragement spoken to the people of God will help them very much, and the hearts of those who speak these words will be softened and subdued by the sense of God's rich grace. Why should we express doubts? There is a whole heaven full of blessings awaiting our demand. Let us believe. Let us accept the blessed promises by faith. Let us believe that we receive the things for which we ask and express our gratitude to God for them. The Lord is kind and thoughtful of us. Let us be kind and thoughtful for those with whom we associate. Precious Savior, full of grace, we need Thee. I am comforted and encouraged by the assurances of those who are striving to do the will of God and become channels of light to others. Let us praise the Lord more than we have done. Whoso offereth praise glorifieth God. See Psalm 50, verse 23. As we speak cheering words to the church members, we shall encourage in them gratitude of soul. Help Brother Burden and his wife. Speak to them words of encouragement and cheer. Thus you will gain experience in keeping hearts joyful and in bringing blessing to many. In the past, we have offered too little thanksgiving to God. Let us change this order of things. The churches in Los Angeles need to unlearn their habits of criticism if they would be prepared to unite with the heavenly family. We none of us know what is before us in this future life. Let us try to leave behind us an influence that will be a sweet savor of Christ. Again, I say to you, speak encouraging words to the people. Oh, you do not realize how much of comfort this will bring to yourself and to others. While we must not be unmindful of the need at times of speaking words of caution and reproof, we can let these words be mingled with grace and love. There are many souls who have trials that they do not speak of. Words of kindness and cheer will reach and comfort the hearts of such.